WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, sometimes it feels like life throws us a curveball in the middle of trying to catch up with ourselves. And that curveball can be anything from a deadline at work to a pile of dirty dishes that somehow multiplied overnight. But today, we're talking about something even more fundamental. Sleep. Ever feel like your brain is running on fumes? Like you're constantly playing catch-up and nothing seems to stick? You know that feeling when you drag yourself out of bed every morning, hitting the snooze button a dozen times, and still feeling exhausted by lunchtime? That's your body screaming for some serious shut-eye. And guess what? Prioritizing sleep isn't just about feeling less tired, it's about unlocking better mental health, sharper focus, and even more spiritual clarity. Here's the deal. When we're sleep-deprived, our brains aren't functioning at their best. It's like trying to run a marathon on an empty tank. We struggle with concentration, decision-making, and emotional regulation. Ever notice how your patience thins out when you haven't slept enough? Yeah, that's not just you being cranky, it's science. Sleep deprivation messes with our neurotransmitters, the chemicals that regulate mood, stress response, and even our ability to think clearly. But here's the beautiful thing. Prioritizing sleep isn't about becoming a hermit who sleeps for 12 hours straight, although if that works for you, more power to you. It's about making conscious choices to create a sleep routine that nourishes your body and mind. First things first, think of sleep as a sacred ritual. Just like meditation or journaling, it deserves your full attention and respect. This means creating a calming bedtime routine that signals to your brain it's time to wind down. Imagine lighting some scented candles, putting on your comfiest pajamas, reading a few pages of a good book, anything that helps you transition from the day's hustle into a state of peaceful relaxation. Second, make sure your sleep environment is a sanctuary. Think dark, cool, and quiet. Invest in blackout curtains, earplugs, or a white noise machine if needed. Your bedroom should be a haven for rest, not a battleground against street noise or the blue light from your phone. Speaking of phones, ditch them at least an hour before bed. That constant stream of notifications and social media scrolling can really mess with your sleep cycle. Instead, try some calming activities like taking a warm bath, listening to soothing music, or practicing gentle stretches. Remember, you're not just trying to fall asleep, you're aiming for quality rest. And quality rest means giving your body and mind the chance to truly recharge. Third, pay attention to your diet. What you eat throughout the day can impact your sleep quality. Avoid heavy meals or sugary snacks right before bed, as they can make it harder to fall asleep. Instead, opt for a light snack like a handful of nuts or some yogurt with berries. And remember, staying hydrated is key. Aim to drink plenty of water throughout the day, but avoid chugging large amounts close to bedtime to prevent those nighttime bathroom trips. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you have a big presentation at work tomorrow, and you know that feeling of sleep deprivation creeping in, the anxiety about forgetting your lines, the brain fog making it hard to concentrate, and the temptation to pull an all-nighter, which will likely backfire. But instead of panicking, you remember our tips. You create a relaxing bedtime routine with a warm bath and some light reading. You dim the lights in your bedroom, put your phone on airplane mode, and make sure your room is cool and dark. You even have a light snack before bed to avoid stomach grumbling during the night. The result? You wake up feeling refreshed, focused, and ready to rock that presentation. So remember, prioritizing sleep isn't about being lazy, it's about investing in your well-being. It's about recognizing the power of rest to recharge your mind, body, and spirit. Make sleep a priority and you'll be amazed at the difference it makes in every aspect of your life. Now go get some shut-eye. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a reminder to prioritize their sleep. We can all benefit from a little more rest and relaxation. Until next time, keep shining brightly.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.